This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. From Maine to California, from Alaska to Hawaii, one of the biggest challenges facing governors and state lawmakers is how do you plug the gaping holes in your budget? And certainly Michigan is right in the thick of that challenge. There are a lot of belt-tightening measures that have been taken, cost-cutting steps that can leave the quality of life for citizens somehow diminished. But a new report offers another way to plug those holes in struggling state budgets, and that is keep our kids from dropping out of high school. Increase the graduation rates. The education advocates who put this report together find that high school dropouts cost our nation some $1.8 billion in lost tax revenue. Let's take a closer look at the cost of high school dropouts and find out how one Michigan school district successfully managed to raise its graduation rate. Joining our discussion, Michigan State University economist Charlie Ballard. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Cynthia. How are you doing?
Good. Always good to have you on Stateside. And then joining us in the studio, we're joined by the superintendent of Dearborn Public Schools, Brian Whiston. Good to have you here with us, Brian.
Excited to be here, and it's an important topic.
It sure is. And I want to start with you, Charlie, because I know we have talked about this, and this has been something you've been saying many times on the show, and that is the better educated our state's workers, the better off the entire economy is. So drilling down deeper into this report, what do you see as the economic implications of these kids dropping out of high school?
Well, really, this is a trend that's been going on for a very long time, for decades, that the gap between those with a college education and the high school graduates has widened. But also, there's been some widening in the gap between the high school graduates and the high school dropouts. High school dropouts are more likely to not be able to find a job. They're more likely to be unemployed. And when they are employed, they can't find work that has as good a wage. So their standard of living is going to be lower. And that also means, as this report emphasizes, they're not able to contribute as much in terms of tax revenue to pay for a whole bunch of other things. So if we solve our budget problems by doing things that make it harder for folks to finish high school, that's really a penny-wise, pound-foolish strategy, because it ends up costing you more down the road as those people are less able to contribute financially and economically to the society.
Now, I know the Alliance for Excellent Education says a 90% graduation rate in this country would result in $5.3 billion in higher wages, and that would yield that $1.8 billion in taxes, both local, state, and federal. Based on the economics of education, do you buy that? Do you buy those figures?
Oh, any study should be taken with at least a couple of grains of salt, but I think that's in the ballpark. We're talking about a very substantial gap in earnings, and it's not a small thing. I guess that's the thing to emphasize the most. And another thing that I would emphasize is if you can get the person to finish high school, then that at least opens up the possibility that they could go beyond high school. Because remember, even the high school graduates haven't done fabulously well in our economy in the last 40 years. It's not that everybody has to have a bachelor's degree, but some kind of credential beyond high school is even better. But you're not going to have even a chance to do that unless you finish high school in the first place.
Brian Whiston, who is the Dearborn School Superintendent, your district managed to boost the graduation rate by 6.5 percentage points. So that's up to, 82.53%, well above the state average. And I can tell you feel that this is an incredibly important mission as an educator.
It is, as we were just talking about. The students who graduate have a better quality of life. They're going to make more money. They're going to be happier in life, and they're going to contribute tax dollars back to help us solve other issues. And so any student who drops out or doesn't graduate, it's a sad day for that student. So we've embarked really on a 9-step plan to improve graduation rates. And what people don't understand is a dropout doesn't start in high school. It can start as early as kindergarten. Students who are missing 10, 20, 30 days a year starting in kindergarten, by the time they get to high school, they're very far behind in reading, in math, and in credits to graduate. So we have developed a process that starts as early as kindergarten. Any student who misses 10 or more days, we have a social work approach to try to get them back into school. If that doesn't work, then we have truancy officers who work with them. We've also joined the governor and Michigan Department of Education's Dropout Challenge, where we put mentors with kids to help them graduate. Our fourth step is making credit recovery easier so that students can make up credit sooner. In the past, you failed a class and you waited till summer school or the next year to make it up.
Yes, right, right.
Now you will make the you miss a class in a semester, you can start making up right away. We've hired graduation specialists in our high schools, one in each of the high schools, who works with every child who is behind in their credits to graduate, to come up with an individual plan with those children and their parents to get them back on track. Math and literacy is the reasons most kids drop out, so we have some interventions there we put in place. We have a special program for ninth graders when they get to ninth grade to separate them from the bigger high school, so it's a smaller high school setting concept, and so that they feel part of it. Improving graduation rates is a goal of mine and the principals, and what you measure, you achieve. And finally, we were very excited in terms of helping our graduation rate is 10th graders this year who score college-ready scores have a chance to go to high school over a five-year period, graduate from high school and 2 years of college for free at our expense. So that's another reason to encourage people to graduate. So not only do they complete high school, but they get a two-year college degree totally paid for by the school district.
So they're getting head start.
Right. So these are the nine steps we've taken to improve our graduation rate. But I really want to stress what most people don't understand. When they think about graduation rates, they think high school. You got to think kindergarten, because students who miss 10, 20 days a year times 12 or 13 years, that puts them at least a year or two behind.
And that clearly needs parental intervention. You need to get to the parents, because it's their fault that kindergartner is missing
all
those days.
That's why we start with a social work approach, which is what are the problems we're trying to solve for the family so that we can get the students into school and not missing any time. So we start with that social work problem-solving approach. But if that doesn't work, we do bring people with badges into the homes and say, you either get the kids in school or we're going to court.
What about the cost of this big 9-point program? Is ambitious. Is it expensive, or does it rely on resources that you pretty much already have, but you're using in a more smart way?
It is expensive, but it's more expensive not to do it. Because for a child to drop out, I look at what that life of that child, what they're facing. You know, they're not going to make as much money. It's more difficult to find a job. Their life isn't going to be as happy. So I think we're spending money up front to make money in the end. So, yes, it's more expensive. It's dedicating staff. It's dedicating resources. But I think it's doing it in a way to help children be successful. And in the long run, not only will they be more happy and more successful, but as you described and Mr. Ballard described, it brings more money back to the economy and to the therefore more money for school districts. So it's the right thing to do for students. It's the right thing to do for school districts. But there is a cost associated with it.
Charlie, we've got a graduation rate in Michigan at about 74%, and that's below the national average. But I'm wondering, can you tell us how has that been tracking through the years? Is it consistent? Is it lower? Is it higher?
Well, Michigan historically has been a state that has done pretty well relative to the national average. For a long time, the states that were way behind were in the Deep South. I have to tell you that the southern states, many of them have made substantial progress. And so what I see, and the gap between them and the rest of the country has diminished. So Michigan is sort of in a holding pattern. In many aspects of educational attainment, we're sort of so-so. In college attainment, we're not the worst in the country, but we're below the national average. And so we're not horrible. We're not at the bottom of the barrel, but there are in every aspect of educational attainment, Michigan could do a lot better, and I really applaud the efforts of people like Brian and the Dearborn Schools to improve that high school graduation rate. That's a very big step.
If you're just joining us, this is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty, and we're talking about how to keep our kids from dropping out of high school. In the conversation is Michigan State University economist Charlie Ballard, and here in the studio, joined by the superintendent of Dearborn Public Schools, Brian Whiston, who has a very, very all-inclusive program in place to boost that graduation rate and has done so in Dearborn schools by 6.5 percentage points. So you are at 82.53%. And I know that that report that we've been talking about shoots for a 90% graduation rate. And that call came back in 1990 from the first President Bush president saying we want to have a national graduation rate, and they have to keep pushing it back. At this point now, President Obama is hoping to reach that 90% rate by 2020. What do you think your chances are, Brian, of seeing 90% of Dearborn kids graduate?
I think since we've taken a holistic, this nine-step approach, we're going to do better than 90%. I don't even accept that 90% is acceptable, because any student who drops out, again, you have to look at what life they're facing as compared to a high school graduate who's going to be happier, make more money, be more productive. So anyone who drops out, it's not acceptable. You can't ever have 100%. Because there are some health issues, there are family issues that prevent that. But we ought to be shooting for as high as possible. And 90%, while it would be a great improvement, I don't think is where we ought to stop, because every child should be successful and graduate. Now, I think in the future that may look different. I mean, I think the days of a traditional going to school, high school, is going away, and we need to look at an individual, what I call a medical model. What kind of educational plan do we have in place for every child? And it could look different for every child. And if we change our system to meet the needs of individual kids, you'll see those graduation rates go up. Maybe we're going to say to kids, okay, maybe you're going to go in the evening to school instead of during the day, or maybe you're going to take more classes online, or maybe it's a combination. You'll come into school for a few hours, you'll take some college classes, and you'll take some online. But we have to have an individual plan for every kid. We can't have this model where we say to the students, you have to come to us on our terms. Mm-hmm. We have to say as educators, we're going to meet the students and families on their terms, and we need to become more flexible and meet the needs of individual students. If we do that along with our nine-step plan, we'll do better than 90%.
Can I ask you this then, Superintendent? Are you are there many other superintendents in agreement, or are you in the vanguard?
Well, I hope every superintendent's in agreement. The problem is in the state of Michigan, you know, at least in most school districts have had seen no funding increases for more than mm-hmm. 5 years. I mean, my foundation allowance has gone down 8.1%, gone down, not up. Every year we may have a shot at some dollars for best practices, but those are one-year funds. And so I am committing a social worker, a teacher social worker. I'm committing truant officers, and I'm committing graduation specialists. So I'm spending a considerable amount of money on this. And many districts, I think, short-sighted, but say they don't have the money. They're focusing as much money in the classroom as they can. My argument back to that is, yeah, but if I get more kids in the classroom, I'm going to get more money from the state on a per-pupil basis, plus I'm doing what's right for kids. So I think superintendents on the surface agree with that, but whether they're able to convince their community and their teachers that they have to invest in this is a different story.
And to be open-minded to being more flexible. I mean, that idea of saying, yeah, maybe a youngster will come in the evening mm-hmm. and do better. Charlie, what do you think that policymakers should take away from this report?
Well, I think the bottom line here is that we have to do more to get kids through high school, and not just through high school, but the entire range of educational attainments. You know, Brian, I applaud you, Brian, for emphasizing in this discussion that it doesn't just start in 9th or 10th grade. In fact, by 9th or 10th grade, often it's too late. You've got to start early. And you were talking about kindergarten. Well, it's even pre-kindergarten. And I'm glad that we're having some serious discussions in Lansing about expanding our early childhood educational opportunities, because that is something that has been shown by many studies to really have a very high payoff. The other thing that I would mention is, Brian was talking about what happens when the student misses 10 or 20 or 30 days out of a year. We've got to do the kinds of things that he's talking about to keep those kids in. But I think we need to have a discussion that we really have not had in a serious way about what is the appropriate length of the school year. You know, we've got this 180-day school year that was written into law in Michigan more than a century ago. Most of the rest of the developed world has 190, 200, mm-hmm. 210. You know, it isn't rocket science that the more time children spend on task, the better they're likely to be. And I would go for a longer school year. Of course, that'll cost money. But as Brian has said, if it's expensive, what is it expensive relative to? It's expensive to have high school dropouts as well.
Lots to think about and some good dialogue, and I know we'll be continuing And we would love to continue it with both of you. Charlie Ballard, Michigan State University Professor of Economics, and Brian Whiston, Superintendent of the Dearborn Public School System. Thanks to both of you for joining us today on Stateside.
Appreciate the opportunity.